O's Little Book of Love and Friendship by the editors of O, the Oprah Magazine. Read for you by Ari Fliakos, Cynthia Hopkins, Helen Litchfield, and Rebecca Lohman.
And I know for sure that in the final analysis of our lives, when the to-do lists are no more, when the frenzy is finished, when our email inboxes are empty, the only thing that will have any lasting value is whether we've loved others and whether they've loved us. Oprah Winfrey.
Just you and me. In love, one and one are one. Jean-Paul Sartre.
The Four Alarm Wedding, Andrea King Collier. I was freaking out. I went to bed the night before, freaking out. What was I doing? What was he doing? We were 26 and we were getting married. It was such a bad idea. Clearly we were too young. Everybody knows the best age for a first marriage is 45. I remember getting a brown paper bag and breathing into it that morning. I was sure he wouldn't show up. I thought about not showing up. It was awful and wonderful. I felt like going to the guillotine in a really fabulous dress. Years later, I've come to realize that there are two things that happen. Two people get married, and two people have a wedding. These things don't really have a lot to do with each other. I wasn't worried about being a wife that day. I was worried about being a bride. I should have given more thought to the whole wife thing, but I was 26 and it was all about the right wedding music. What if our relatives got drunk? Of course somebody was going to get drunk. It wouldn't be a wedding if they didn't. Getting married wasn't going to throw me over the edge, but being a bride was surely going to finish me off. One of my mother's dear friends had left an emergency wedding day Valium for me. She told my mother that she would know when to give it to me. My mother produced it right about the time I got back in bed with the covers over my head and the balled-up paper bag in my hand. "Here, take this," she said. The next thing I remember is being at the country club where we were going to get married, wearing shorts and a t-shirt, rollers in my hair, and, miraculously, a full face of makeup. I thought it was a good idea to go out and greet the guests before the wedding. I was so calm and charming and gracious. 15 minutes before the wedding was supposed to start, I still had on shorts and big green rollers in my hair. And Darnay, the groom, wasn't there. He and his best man were watching a fight on television. 26 is too young to get married. I'm sure that people who were watching this spectacle were shaking their heads trying to figure out if we would return their gifts in a week when we got divorced. The odds makers would have had a field day. But somehow, the girl with the big green rollers and the guy who forgot that he had to be somewhere survived the wedding and built a marriage, which, a quarter century later, is still a work in progress. It almost seems astounding that we've made it this far. In spite of ourselves, we were able to raise our kids, create and recreate careers, argue over who should be doing the laundry, and learn how to trust each other more than we trust anybody else. We've had great joy in our years together, and we've shared a lot of sadness and loss. When I was 26 years old, holding my head between my knees, breathing into a paper bag, I didn't know I was about to go on a wild adventure. I surely didn't know I would grow into a really good best friend to someone who would learn how to be a best friend too. When we celebrated our anniversary this year, there were no big parties. The bride and groom, the husband and wife, wore sweatpants and dirty gym shoes. We ordered a pizza. We drank water because we've